Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, This is Our Time of Deliverance, from the Chronicles of Exodus.
That's chapter 12, right? I was going to preach it from what God already preached it. Step into the miraculous. Exodus chapter number 12, verse 12 through 14. It says, and I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood. Somebody say to me, the blood. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. And you shall keep it as a feast by the ordinance forever. Father, thank you for articulation of speech. Thank you for power. Thank you for, Lord, now capturing everything that you said and put a seal on it. Do it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll make sure that we push all glory and honor back to you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God, people said amen. And amen. Be seated. Amen. Minister Edward, stay where you are. Amen. I'm done, y'all. I'm not gonna be long. All right. I just want to share with you because we've stepped into the miraculous, and God wants us to understand as He begins to perform the miraculous. All right. There's some things that He wants us to understand that when He begins to perform the miraculous. It's amazing to me, amen, that we're on lesson 12, and most people that deal with numerology, they will tell you that 12 represents government. All right. God is now establishing His government. Don't have time. All right. So this is lesson number 12 from the series of This is Our Time of Deliverance. All right. And He wants us now to understand, amen, as He performs or He manifests the miraculous, all right? In Isaiah 45, put it in your notes, Isaiah 45, amen, verse 5 and 6. Isaiah 45, it says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no other God besides me. I girded thee, that thou hast not known, that thou may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else besides me, all right? Whenever God is getting ready to step into the miraculous, He make a definitive statement so everybody all around know what you're getting ready to see. It's just me, so don't you give a credit to nobody else. Somebody say to me, nobody else. Right, He's gonna show us that this is Him and nobody else. In Joshua, He picks it up and He says, sanctify yourselves, because this Lord that's showing you is Him. He's gonna do wonders among you tomorrow. He's gonna do wonders among you tomorrow. Don't have time, but put in your notes Numbers 23 and 18 and 19. He says, shall God not say it and then not do it? If He say it, that means He gonna do it. Somebody put a hallelujah behind that. I believe with all of my heart, and give me about 7, 8, 9 minutes, and I promise you I'll be done. I believe with all of my heart, all of creation is on the brink of becoming eyewitnesses to the power of God. I believe this, right? I believe all of creation is on the brink of being eyewitnesses to the power of God. I believe the battle of the ages will come to a culmination and a conclusion. And I believe now what will be determined and what will be decided, who's on the Lord's side and all other sides, right? I believe it's going to be determined now who's on the Lord's side and who's on all the other side. God is not concerned about anything else but defending His righteousness. Got to get this, and then I can give you the points of application, all right? God is now about defending His righteousness. He's about defending His righteous ones. And this is what I want you to really hear. He's about separating the wheat from the tare. So when God begins to move in the miraculous, he wants to defend his righteousness. He wants to defend his righteous ones, and he wants to separate the wheat from the tare. We getting ready to find out who really on the Lord's side. All right? And as God moves in the miraculous more and more, it ain't because of them, it ain't because of them, they, it's because he's defending his righteousness, and he wants everybody to know that's one of mine. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. So when we look at Exodus chapter number 12, and I'm down to 5 minutes. When we look at Exodus chapter number 12, we see three important things that we got to understand about when God moves, amen, in the miraculous. Number one is that God will act according to his righteousness. All right? If we're going to understand God moving in the miraculous, he is going to act in according with his righteousness. And I know you're asking, what is the righteousness? The righteousness of God is one of the chief attributes that is portrayed in the Hebrew Bible. It is the chief, its chief meaning has to have everything to do with his ethical conduct. It's God's ability to transform and reveal himself in human affairs. When we start talking about God's righteousness, we start talking about God revealing himself in human affairs. Let me move, y'all. It's about him demonstrating his power and his awe and his wonder. And it is unleashed on world activities. Whenever we see God's righteousness at work, he redeems those that have been bondage from sin into the wonderful liberty found in Christ. Whenever we're talking about God's righteousness, we're going to see grace, we're going to see truth, we're going to see mercy, we're going to see justice, and we're going to see it in the doings, in the affairs of human. We're going to see grace, and we're going to see truth, and we're going to see mercy, and we're going to see justice, and we're going to have to say that was God. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, in these coming days, you're going to see some stuff that you're going to have to say it was God. You're going to have to say it was God. I nearly preached that God's getting ready to move into the miraculous because the moment demands it. Our Bible declares that an untoward or unbelieving generation requires a sign. We have some unbelievers that are saying, I only believe if God give me a sign. God said, okay, I'm getting ready to show you your sign. We have some people that are in the earth that the only way they're going to believe if God does something spectacular and God's able to do that and exceedingly and abundantly more. I want to let y'all know y'all about to see some stuff. Especially those of you that have never been eyewitnesses to the miracle. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen, we was over at 1111 East Coast Ring, and a young man came in deaf, and he walked out of there deaf. I see him pray right there now. I don't know why he ain't been at church, but I know he came to church and got his ears unstopped. I've seen legs grow. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I was down in Greensboro, North Carolina, and a young lady, amen, I've never done this in the history of ministry, and I haven't done it since. But that night, I told the congregation, God wants you to release a $20 seed. Ain't never done it since then. And I didn't know one of the young ladies, and I told one of the young ladies, I said, God give me this special for you. And she gave the $20. Well, when she got home, the next day, the mailman came, and she released the $20 because her daughter wanted to go to college, and they didn't have money to pay for. Well, she came back the next night of the service, and she said, Pastor Lord, my daughter got a full ride scholarship in the mail today. We about to see that kind of stuff, and I don't know who I'm talking to. And it's going to be according to his righteousness. Number two, and I'm almost done, as God now moves in the miraculous, he's going to draw clear lines of demarcation. He says, Moses, you and Aaron, go find some blood because I'm about to move in the area of the miraculous. And he said, this is what I need you to do. He said, I need you to put some blood on the doorpost because wherever I see the blood, I'm going to pass over that house. He said, but if I don't see the blood, I'm walking up in there. What he's doing in this text, he's drawing lines of demarcation. I believe with all of my heart, we got to make sure that the blood has been applied to our life in the seasons that we in, because God want to use us as a testimony that can't hurt nothing hurt my children. God. Okay, y'all didn't say nothing to me. We got to make sure that the blood is applied. And I, when I was preparing this, I was thinking about, I believe his name is Jonathan. He was an evangelist to the Wales area, and it was during the time of the bubonic plague. And he had so much faith that he told the doctors, "You can put bubonic plague on my hand and it won't affect me. And if anybody you know that is about the bubonic plague, that if it touched you, you was totally consumed with the plague." Well, this evangelist, he put it on his hand and he never was sick with the bubonic plague. God wants to use us for signs, wonders, and miracles, but we got to make sure that the lines of demarcation have placed us on the Lord. This ain't the hour to be straddled the fence. Sometimes in, sometimes out, sometimes up, sometimes down. No, no, no. Come on, somebody said, it's real loud with me. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm on the Lord's side. Hear me? When you're on the Lord's side, he don't come to defend your cause. He comes to take over the situation. God Almighty, I'm out of time, y'all. I'm out of time. This is the hour that God is drawing lines of demarcation. He's determining those that are on his side and those that are not on his side. He said, let the wheat and tare grow together. He said, because in the time of harvesting, I'll do the separating. Well, we're in the time of harvesting, and God's getting ready to cause a great harvest to come. But hear me, let the wheat and the tare grow together. Some people are going to be faking and ain't going to be real. But let God do the separating, because he has the ability to draw the lines of demarcation right where they need to be. This is the hour. One of the ways that the lines of demarcation are going to be known is when you call on the name of the Lord, how he responds. Are y'all hearing me? I believe with all of my heart, all of us ought to be able to call on the name of the Lord and he responds. Y'all should have said amen just a little bit stronger. And I believe all of us, that when we call on the name of the Lord, he responds. Since God is now moving in the miraculous, and I promise y'all, I'm done. There's clear lines. He says, Moses and Aaron, he said, this night, I'm getting ready to move in the miraculous like Pharaoh ain't never seen. And when this night is over, there will be no more arguments. I cannot say this loud enough. We have to be on the Lord's side in the way that he responds, because this generation don't believe. They need to see your prayers answered. They need to see you walk through storms and they don't know how you made it. They need to see you having done all to stand. They need to see your debt canceled. But we're not allowing the lines to be demarcation being drawn. And I'm not going down this road today, but because we fell in love with this world. And we want to be citizens of this world. Come on, look at somebody and say, you're not a citizen, you are an ambassador. You ain't no citizen of this world. You got connections in the heavenly places. Good God Almighty. You got a source that when you connect to that source, stuff start happening. So why in the world will you disconnect from that to connect to this world that's lowly, that's sensual, that has no ability to save, no ability to heal, no ability to deliver? No, no, no. I'm staying connected to the kingdom that I'm in. And so when I call, he answers. Lines of demarcation. He said, children of Israel, tonight I'm putting a line of demarcation. Okay, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Stop jumping to the other side. You are on the Lord's side now. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you're on the Lord's side now. That means you're going to be holy. That means you're going to be separated. That means you're going to be peculiar. Y'all ain't saying that. That means that you ain't going to fit in. Good God Almighty. That means you're going to go in tongues sometimes. Y'all ain't saying that. That means you're going to be at work and say hallelujah. That means that everybody's head going to be hung down and your head going to be lifted. Go ahead. You ought to dance every now and then because you're peculiar, because you're different. It's the line of demarcation. And we got to now become okay with it. You're right. I'm not like y'all. That's I'm trying to help you tomorrow at work. You're right. I'm not like y'all. I have to tell some people sometimes, y'all cuss all y'all want. I don't. And I'm talking about my Christian cousin friends. I don't cuss. Ain't nothing you can do to make me cuss. Because it ain't in my vocabulary. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying, no. If you get that mad, then you need another douse in the power of God. Because I was told to be angry and don't sin. Lines of demarcation are being drawn, and God is putting the blood on our door. And where he see the blood, I wish I had a little bit more time because I could really work the text right there. Wherever he see the blood, he going to pass over. All we, y'all remember we used to sing a song, "Do Not Pass Me By"? All we need him to do is pass over. Oh, God, you missed it. Good God Almighty, I wish I had time, but I'm out of time. When he passed over the children of Israel, how? Not only that it means that it was not death, but it also means there was life. When he passes over, he leaves life and that more abundantly. Y'all ain't saying that. When he passes over, he leaves a blessing behind. When he passes over, he works stuff out that you're going to have something to make a monument about. God, I don't have time. We look at that passing by only as the death angel didn't settle here, but the blessings did. Okay, all right. Lines of demarcation. Somebody sent me lines of demarcation. All right, whenever God begins to now step us over into the miraculous, there are lines of, and I wish I had time, reference Elijah when he's on the mountain, amen, with the prophets of Baal. The lines of demarcation have been drawn. Them boys doing everything they know, trying to get God to answer. And now Elijah laughing at him, talking about, "Yo, God, sleep." The lines of demarcation have been drawn. And the only thing that was going to move God is when Elijah performed his sacrifice. I'll never forget, I was weeping about something one day at the gas station on the way to church. And God said, "Boy, stop crying." He said, "I know you was passed over and what you thought you was going to get here." He said, "But they can put them in front of you, but the oil will only flow for you." Somebody might have got your position. Somebody might have got a head in front of you. Somebody might have snatched something from you, but they can have the position. But if they ain't got the oil, ain't nothing happening. God, okay, I got to get done. All right, the lines of demarcation. And then number three, y'all, I'm serious. I'm done. Number three. I done cut up this message so good. Lord have mercy. Nadia tell me, she'll tell y'all. She got the notes. All right. Whenever God is in the point of moving in the miraculous, number three is what's most important. He determines what is supposed to be memorialized. He determines what is supposed to be memorialized. He says to the children of Israel, he said, "When I do this thing tonight, I need this to be a memorial." He said, "But I also need it remembered. And I need it commemorated." When God begins to move in the miraculous, and I'm done, y'all, he tells us what we are to memorialize and how often it is to be remembered and commemorated. If we can get this down, then Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 now will be a present truth. If we get what God tells us to memorize and what to remember and what to commemorate, we will then get to Isaiah 43 and 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 said, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, because I'm getting ready to do a new thing. And it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it?" The reason why we can't get that to be a present truth, because we have not remembered the right thing. We have not commemorated what he told us to commemorate. God determines what we ought to memorialize. God determines what we ought to remember. He determines what we ought to commemorate. And if we can ever get that, then Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 becomes a present truth. The miraculous is going to be the new thing of God springing forth and it being known to humans. Somebody say that with me. The miraculous is going to be the new thing. Good God Almighty. God, I'm done. The miraculous is going to be the new thing. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you went through heretofore, but the new thing is going to be the miraculous. Good God, somebody ought to say that. Amen. The new thing for me is going to be the miraculous. On Tuesday, I'm going to see the miraculous power of God. When I show up on the bank on Friday, I'm going to see the miraculous power of God. When I'm out there on the basketball court, I'm going to see the miraculous power of God. This 55-year-old is going to be the new 25 on basketball. I hope. The new thing is going to be the miraculous, and it's going to be known to humans like you and I. What does that mean? It's going to be like a road made in the wilderness. It's going to be like a river in the desert. And if you know anything about the wilderness and the desert, for there to be a road in the wilderness, that's a miracle. For there to be a river in the desert, most of us in here have never been to the desert, but I was in Saudi Arabia where ain't nothing but desert. And if you see a river in the desert, good God Almighty, what you doing here, God? Well, God getting ready to show us I can make a road in the wilderness. And that's going to be the new thing. Somebody said to me, that's going to be the new thing. Good God Almighty. Oh, God, good God, good God Almighty. It's going to be like rivers, amen, in the desert. It's going to be like eyes of the blind open. It's going to be like the deaf ears unstopped. It's going to be even as it was in the book of Exodus, that not only the deaf passes over, but life springs forth out of us. Prophetic ones must now understand and embrace that this is a time and a season all about God and his righteousness and the miraculous. Hear that? Because I'm done, y'all. The prophetic ones must now understand and embrace that this is a season and a time all about God and his righteousness and us seeing the manifestation of God performing the miraculous. Now, hear me. Let's not make it about us. This is all about him. Don't start selling no t-shirts because you laid hands on somebody. I'm sorry. I don't want no oil from Israel. They got some at Walmart. What I need it from it? Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. Are you hearing what I said? The prophetic ones must understand that this is about a season all about God. Godliness. Now stay with me. Godliness with contentment must be great gain. And the mode of operation. Those grasping that this is all about God, those grasping godliness contentment on a daily basis, you're going to see miracle signs and wonders. It's a different kind of season. I know some of you are looking at me like, I ain't never seen one. And now you mean to tell me I'm going to be seeing one every day? Go back and read the book of Acts. Every time they turn around, here go a miracle, here go a sign, here go a wonder. In fact, they were given notable miracles, and that's what Paul added to the church such that she'll be saved. If you look for God in a manner, he might just show up like that. And I'm looking for God now to perform the miraculous. Matthew 5 and 8 told us the prerequisite for seeing this. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There is a work inwardly, and this is where I stop. As God begins to move in the miraculous, we got to know, number one told us, it's all about his righteousness. It's all about him defending his righteous one. It's all about him manifesting his righteous cause. Step number two told us very clearly that as God begins to move in the miraculous, he's going to draw lines of demarcation. I need to help at least two or three people in here. The way God is moving miraculous for you might not be for them. He's drawn a line of demarcation. And it's right in the text. Now memorialize what he told us to memorialize. Remember it as often as he told us to remember it. Commemorate it. This happening in Exodus 12 was so powerful. Y'all listen to me, and I'm out of time, y'all. This Exodus 12 is so powerful. This night, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ still commemorate what happened in Exodus chapter 12. That's how powerful this was. Every time we put the table and the white cloth, and I know we don't have no lambs that we got out of the field, and I know we ain't got nothing, but we have a representation of that. And it points back. Do you remember what I did in Exodus chapter 12? There's a work inwardly, and this is where I stop. There is a work inwardly that is now causing spiritual formation. Do me a favor, put your hand on your chest and say, there's a work inwardly that's causing spiritual formation. Come on, say it again. There's a work inwardly that's causing spiritual formation. One more time. There's a work inwardly that's causing spiritual formation. All right, now stay with me. You have a work going on inwardly that's causing spiritual formation. There comes a manifestation and a demonstration outwardly by faith, which will work, and we will see the gift of the Spirit producing the working of the miracles. How are we going to see this every day? All I got to do is make sure that spiritual formation is going on inwardly. And wherever spiritual formation is going on inwardly, the outward manifestation is supposed to be, according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, is supposed to be the working of the miracles. And that is not reserved for the fivefold or the fourfold or the pulpit. That's called to believers. This is why the enemy fights against us being spiritually formed. He knows that if God begins to form his spirit within us, and then now we let work on the outside of us, we're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to get up. So every day declare there's a work going on in me that's mighty. Christ is being formed in me. And now the Spirit of God is at work. So now when I call on God, he answers. And he answers through one of the gifts. And one of the gifts is called the working of miracles.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.